Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts. Now, here's Sandy and Sherry.
And good morning. I am Sandy.
And I'm Sherry. And I am here.
We just took a break a moment ago and had to run back into the room. So we are here. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. And what a great place to be, because this is gardening and landscaping is definitely a sport. It's very good for you mentally and physically. So thank you for joining us this morning. Danny is here from Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens, taking your calls and your questions and what is on your list.
Lots.
Yes. And you know what? What are your wins? Do you have a win out there you want to brag about? Give us a call. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a loss is really, it's not a failure. It's just we're learning and we're going to figure it out next time. So
That's how I learned. I'm sure that's how Danny learned.
That's it. And that's it.
So give us a call at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. 833-3333, and we have got Lisa on the line. Good morning, Lisa.
Hi, good morning. How are y'all?
We're good.
Good, good. Well, I have a question about my hibiscus plant that I have in a pot. It's got a lot of bulbs that have dried up. However, I've only had like maybe two that have stayed open all day. And I do have a lot of pine trees in my backyard, so I don't know if it doesn't like the acid from the pines. It does have a couple of yellow leaves, so I don't know if I'm giving it too much water or not giving it enough water. Mm. But if I could get some advice on what I could do to bring it's a big plant. It just doesn't give me a lot of blooms.
So you're talking about pine trees. And so I'm thinking maybe you got shade. How much sun is it getting?
You know, it's not getting a lot of sun.
There's your problem right
there.
They
like sun.
Oh, okay.
You need at least 6 hours of sun. And so I bet you that's your problem right there.
Is it in a pot or in the ground?
It is in a pot. Unfortunately, I live on a corner lot. And I have a lot of emergency lines in the ground, so I can't plant any plants in the ground.
Yeah. So what else could she put in a pot on that area that's under pine trees? A little. How much shade do they get? Like how many hours?
My backyard gets a lot of shade. Ooh. I mean, which is great for me.
Yeah.
But
and
what
your electric bill.
Do good?
Hydrangeas.
Oh,
hydrangeas
yes.
are very pretty. They're cold hardy as well, and they like the acidic soil. So the pine needles won't over acidify anything. You know, they may be adding a little bit of acid back to the soil, but they're not nothing major. So you're not going to have a problem with that. And hydrangeas like a little more acidic soil anyways.
Hmm.
Azaleas, gardenias, you know, it just kind of depends on the amount of shade you're really getting. So I would tell you to look at that, you know, study that for a day and see what's happening.
As the sun moves, too, into the southern hemisphere, this is what I would do since you have the hibiscus. You know, hibiscus don't like this extreme heat that we've had. And I've had a few of my flowers open, and I'm like, okay, great. Glad to have them. But I've had some of the buds dry up.
Yeah.
So what I would do is I would get some Nelson's hibiscus food, feed it, give it a good water. And let's see if this little bit cooler temperature and maybe the sun changing a little bit makes them bloom for you before you completely give up and change out something else.
Yeah. And you could buy another pot and do hydrangeas.
Yeah, do more pots with hydrangeas.
Yeah.
Got it. And you said Nelson's
hibiscus food. Yeah.
Plant food. And Nelson's all of our Home Show Garden Pros carry it.
Yeah.
What part of town are you in?
I'm in Copperfield, so northwest Houston.
Okay.
In between Tootsie and Katy.
Yeah. So Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens, Plants for All Seasons, Spring Gardens Nursery. I mean, you've got kind of surrounded.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. So Nelson Plant Food, and they have the specific one for hibiscus.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Awesome. All right. Well, thank you for your help.
Thanks for your call.
Yeah. Hibiscus, they like vacation weather.
Oh, I love it. Yes.
Yeah, they
that's
like
a great way to describe it.
They don't like it too hot and they don't like it too cold.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. And then you had talked earlier about, you know, it could be overwatering also. So we've got to watch out about that.
And they do need some sun. So that's, you know.
Right. And then she had some of the
maybe move it around the yard until you get a little bit more sun, or hopefully the sun changes direction a little bit here.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's right. They all need some sun.
Mm-hmm.
And then the ones in the direct sun, it's just, you know, we got to just get through that right now, the extreme heat.
Yeah.
And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. I am here with Sherry, and we have Danny Linderman from Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens here. He is our Home Show Garden Pro this morning, taking your calls at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333, and we'll return after this.
Revolutionize the gardening industry. It seemed an ambitious dream back in 1983 when Dean and Julie Nelson created Nelson Plant Food. But their passion for horticulture and spirit of innovation led to meticulously crafted formulas providing the perfect balance of macro and micronutrients. Nelson Plant Foods help plants, shrubs, trees, vegetables, and turf thrive. Today, revolutionizing your lawn and garden is easy. Just add some Nelson Plant Food from a Home Show Garden Pro near you. Learn more at NelsonPlantFood.com.
Why settle for ordinary? Get the flooring upgrade you want and save on Karastan, the crown jewel of flooring. Visit Texas Floors now to save on select quality Karastan carpets and Karastan luxury vinyl flooring. Choose from dozens of designs to fit your style. Professionally installed by Tom's Home Show Pros at Texas Floors. They'll also upgrade you with a Karastan moisture barrier pad for added protection. Texas Floors, Skinner Road and 290, or online at texasfloors.com.
And the leaves that are green turn to brown.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
They wither with the wind.
And good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. I am here with Sherry, co-hosting. It's so fun to have you back.
Yes.
Actually, that we're both back.
Yes.
So, you know, we've been out sort of taking some breaks.
We left the ship to Chad and Kelly last week.
Yes,
and they did an amazing job.
Right. And then you left it to me and the Nelsons.
Yes.
Anita and Peter were doing it. So we just kind of crossed paths and now we're back.
Yes.
And it feels so good because this is the second spring. Mm-hmm. It is time to get out there and make our list. Let's walk our whether it's just our patio. Let's see what's going on mm-hmm. our patio, our potted plants, or if you have a larger place,
right.
lawn and landscaping. And
gardening in Houston. You know, we have a lot of people that have just recently moved here.
Good point.
From, let's say, California.
Yeah.
New York.
Right.
You know, and you definitely, California, you don't have as much season. Like if you're in Southern California, it's pretty similar to here.
Just
cooler.
Yeah. Yeah. Nicer. Yeah.
But New York, you have a definite defined.
Oh, yes.
Growing season.
Mm-hmm.
And here, it's not as defined.
Right. And that's what we're trying to remind everybody.
Remind everybody that just because we're going into fall doesn't mean you stop gardening.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
That's kind of when we just kind of get started.
Yeah, it's a really good time.
And so much to plant.
Danny from Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens had just mentioned that. Just remember, we need to get those roots established.
Mm-hmm.
And look, our plants will have an entire year before that summer 100-degree hits again in July.
Yes.
So that's the point, is to get those roots established. And that's what we can do now.
Absolutely.
So there's this large thing sitting on our studio table here.
Yeah.
and
we posted it on Facebook.
Yes, we posted it on Facebook. So Danny and Sherry are showing you this cucumber.
Yeah. So I just got back from out of town.
Mm-hmm.
I was gone for 2 weeks. I had started some cucumbers in August because I love fresh cucumbers, I just wasn't even thinking. And my daughter was like, is there anything I need to do in the garden? I'm like, no, it'll be fine.
Yeah.
Well, I came home to probably 50 these ginormous cucumbers.
It's huge.
Huge. Yeah. And so
it's like the length of a baseball bat.
I got to find some kind of animal that likes to eat overripe cucumbers.
You would think maybe your daughter would have said, hey, Mom, there's some giant things growing in the garden.
Yeah,
what should I do?
You'd have to walk behind the garage to see that.
Yeah.
And oh, you have to go outside.
Yeah.
Okay.
And she said teenage daughter, so that should answer the question right there.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. It is amazing. So go to Home Show Garden Pros.
And check out my
and look
cucumber.
At the picture. It's amazing.
And imagine 50 of those.
Yeah. I mean, it is like a weightlifting cucumber.
Yeah,
it's
I was out at probably 10 o'clock last night watering, and I'm like... What are all these? Like when you get the foliage wet and then it's like you can see everything. I was like, oh my gosh.
What did she feed these when I was gone?
Yeah.
That's amazing. So you're just going to find some critters.
Yeah.
See, I would offer my backyard because, you know, Mr. Armadillo is, of course, back. I'm just like so frustrated, but I don't want to encourage him, so I'm not going to feed him.
I think we have some nutria in the pond behind our house that might
there you go.
Enjoy.
Yeah. Well, make sure you... send it far away.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. So go to Home Show Garden Pros on the social media. And I want to remind you, Plants for All Seasons, Enchanted Forest, they all have social media pages, Instagram, Facebook, wherever you know, follow stuff. Mm-hmm. Spring Gardens Nursery, Nature's Way, and Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens.
Yes.
So follow them all because it's not only sort of a more positive thing on your
social media
feed.
Yeah.
You know, it's very positive, but it's timely. You know, sometimes there's times when we need help with stuff and poof, all of a sudden, you know, you've got something to remind me.
And I'm sure you guys at Enchanted kind of the same thing. It's like all of a sudden you'll get like 10 customers that come in with the same problem. And it's like, okay, let's put that out on social
media. Yeah, that's what we try to do. You know, even if you see something, you know, coming up. Because we've been doing it for a while.
Yeah.
So we always know what's going to be the next problem.
Right.
You know, I mean, so we try to preemptively strike that and to help everybody.
Yeah.
You know,
it helps us do our jobs too at the garden centers because it's like if you can just educate everybody, then they know what to do.
Right. Exactly. Right. Sort of get ahead of the problem.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
that's really good. So go to your social media and type in all of our Home Show Garden Pros and
follow us
them.
All.
Yeah. Follow you all. So we've got a question on the website.
Uh-huh.
You can go to homeshowgardenpros.com and you can send in questions and pictures. There's an easy little button that says Ask a Pro. And we've been talking about lawns and landscaping, but specifically we have a question from Sambo who wants to know what time of the year can he plant, can he lay sod?
Any time of year.
Interesting, yeah.
All year round.
How hard do you want to work?
Yep.
Yeah.
So, you know, summertime is not the best time because you're going to be chasing the water on it all the time.
Right.
Fall is a good time, but any time. We plant grass all year round.
So right now is a great time.
Yeah.
If you can keep it watered.
Yeah, if you can keep it watered because we're kind of past the 100 degrees.
Yep.
Okay. Mary Nelson posted a video on kind of how to lay sod. So
that was a great little video.
Yeah. Good little video. So remind us, say I've got a small space. I want to lay some sod all by myself.
Remove what you can that's there.
Okay. So if I've got some of that thatchy.
Right. And remove that.
Okay.
As much as you can.
Mm-hmm.
Lay down a little bit of compost.
Compost.
Then lay the grass green side up.
Some people do need to be told that.
Yes.
And water. And then water.
And that's why we're here.
Yeah, right.
Okay. Well, that seems really easy.
It's pretty simple.
Yeah. And I like to tell people to do hand watering on it.
Yeah.
Sometimes the sprinkler system just isn't enough.
People depend on sprinklers too much. And
exactly.
They're
a helper.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. They're just an assistant. And a good thing to sort of check on your sprinkler system, too, because I had a leak and it literally killed one of my plants because Sandy did not pay attention. And I was like, why is this plant struggling? And I happened to be on the other side of the wall in the garage when the sprinkler went off and I hear this explosion.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm like, what is going on? And I walk out the front and it was like a fire hydrant. And I'm thinking, okay, I'm so sorry, plant. That's why I literally killed you by drowning you.
Yeah. Everybody needs to run their sprinklers during the daytime once, you know, maybe
every
quarter or something like that.
Yeah.
Because, you know, running that 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning,
right.
you don't know what's
know.
Happening.
I didn't know. So
you come out and the street's wet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Have no idea why.
Right. Or you have a dead plant because I drowned the roots, I would assuming is that's what I did. So keep an eye on that. Just, you know, take your walk around and kind of investigate what's going on. And if you've got some questions about that, what is going on with your plants and your landscaping, give us a call at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. And we will go over some questions that we've got here and we'll take your calls and your concerns after this.
Seasons come and go. Your one constant riddle is helping things grow. Confounding as gardening may be without reason, thank goodness there's Help at Plants for all seasons. Experience gained over their three generations brings a happy ending to gardening consternation. From annuals and perennials to veggies, herbs, and trees, get the tools, tips, and help needed. No need to say please. Find it all on Highway 249, just north of Louetta. Plants for all seasons, because there's no place that's better.
What's it worth to keep your cool? How about $69.95? That's all it takes to have an AirTech of Katy trained professional perform a 19-point AC checkup. They'll check your outside unit, the one in your attic, and everything in between for $69.95. Tom Tynan gets this exact same performance checkup every year. Get yours scheduled now from airtechofkaty.com.
More carbon is a good thing for your plants and soil. Carbon-rich fertilizers are best for both this time of year. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
And good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros. Thank you for joining us this morning. What a fun beginning back again with Sherry and Sandy. And Danny is here with Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens. Beautiful locations. Oh, my gosh. Just, you know, you cannot walk in there and not walk out with more than what was on your list.
Oh, right. I know.
Or at least
it's
I
very
can.
Inspiring there.
Yes, it is. It's very positive. So we love our Home Show Garden Pros. So welcome, Danny, and thank you for being here from Enchanted's, both Enchanted's. So one of our favorites, MicroLife.
Mm-hmm.
We love, this is a great time of year. Danny was just talking about, let's get ahead of the game.
Yep.
You know, it's been dry, but we're going to get those fall rains.
Yep.
And all of a sudden our lawn's going to go, what's going on?
Yeah, time to revitalize that soil.
Right.
And the best way to do that is by putting microbes into the soil.
There you go.
And MicroLife will do that for you.
Yes, we love MicroLife. And a good product right now to go to is the Brown Patch.
MicroLife Brown Patch, yep.
Yes, all over the lawn, and you are adding those beneficial microbes that you need. Mm-hmm. And it is the 513 all organic fertilizer.
Right.
So it's going to help with fighting disease.
It's going to help with fighting disease because it's got the beneficial microbes that are in there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's high in the bacteria, which are going to eat the fungus.
Perfect.
Spores. So that's going to help prevent your brown patch fungus.
We're nurturing that whole community underground.
And it's hard to believe that we're going to have brown patch this year with as dry as it's been. But brown patch likes a stressed out yard, too. So once we start getting that rain, it's just going to it's going to ignite.
And brown patch, it has all the nutrients in there also that we need.
Mm-hmm.
So it's an added benefit with the MicroLife. So you can also use their liquid fertilizers. They have the Ocean Harvest.
Super Seaweed.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure you missed your Friday dates with Super Seaweed.
I did. Two of them. I missed them.
Yeah. Yes. So Sherry and I love the Super Seaweed. And what I love about MicroLife is that it's safe.
Yeah.
And there's not like a schedule. You have to do it the third week in September. No.
Right.
You
just whenever you can get out and do it, do it.
Yes. Yeah. So, you know, the brown patch, this is a good time to do it. But their products are just so easy to use. You know, you'll walk around your yard and you'll be like, oh, yeah, I should put some fertilizer on
there. And I did the MicroLife Brown Patch in August because it's non-burning.
Uh-huh. Right.
So I went ahead and put it on in August. It just needed a little
boost.
Little boost, yeah. And boy, did it.
Yeah.
Because the grass wasn't mowed for 2 weeks. So and it looks great.
Yeah. Yeah, mine is nice and healthy. So it's safe around plants, around pets, which yes. is nice. Your pets might like it, but it won't hurt them.
Right.
So that's why I just love the MicroLife. You can find MicroLife at any of our Home Show Garden Pros mm-hmm. and at homeshowgardenpro.com if you need to look and find out locations, but microlifefertilizer.com. So healthy soils, healthy plants, and healthy people. That's what it's all about.
You got it.
So good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros, and we've got lines of callers for Danny and Sherry. So good morning, Greg. How are you?
Good morning. You guys got me laughing this morning, and I wanted to share this with you.
Uh-oh.
So funny. It's goofy. It's goofy, so it's perfectly understandable. You didn't even catch it yourselves, but you were talking to a gentleman, I think, named Tommy about leafy greens.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And at the very end of that call, you said, let us know. And
we did that on purpose.
Oh, yeah.
That's funny. That is
For
funny.
Sure.
We have shirts with that that say... let us know.
Or, very
that's funny. All right.
That's funny, Greg. Right. Thanks for the call.
What do you have? Sure, what are you working on in your lawn and garden?
Avoiding. I'm a Houstonian, grew up and everything, but now I live in Virginia, and I'm watching this tropical rain go through right now.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Oh, I'm jealous.
I moved to Virginia, and it followed me up here. So
you need to move back to Houston.
There you go.
Bring it with you.
There you go.
Part of me always agrees with that. But anyway, thank you for the humor.
Thanks for calling, Greg.
We will be here for your lawn, garden, and humor. There you go.
Yes.
Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. And we have got Susie on the line. But, Susie, we are going to take a little break and hear from our wonderful sponsors of Home Show Garden Pros. And we'll return after this.
Native plants thrive in Texas heat with less water. Previously, they were hard to find near Conroe or the Woodlands. Till now. Select from hundreds of native plants and summer veggies at Nature's Way Resources Garden Center. Bring your dog, kids, and shop over 2 acres of flowers, vegetables, and plants. Nature's Way experts help you pick the right plants, organic soils, and supplements for success. Nature's Way Resources Garden Center, 45 North at FM 1488, naturesway resources.com. Remember.
Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Well, hello, everyone. This is Isaac Smeun from Spring Gardens Nursery, and I want to talk to you about recovering from the heat and preparing for the fall. We've got some great deals on trees right now. This is a great time to start planting. The weather's a little better. It's getting a little cooler. Great time to get out in your garden and do a little cleanup, bed prep, and get ready for the fall. We've got great annuals. We've got marigolds. We've got petunias, snapdragons, dianthus. And we've got a great deal on perennials such as lantana, butterfly weed. And we've got a great deal on those trees. For example, crepe myrtles, magnolias, vitex. And we still have a great deal. If you spend $200 with Spring Gardens, you get a free garden box. Let's get out and work in our garden and make gardening fun again. If you need any help recovering, please come in and see us at Spring Gardens. We'd love to help you out. Bring pictures, bring samples. Easy to get to at 2420 Gosling Road, Spring, Texas, right behind Klein Oak High School, next to Butler House Restaurant. Back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
And good morning. Thank you, Isaac. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Isaac is from Spring Gardens Nursery. He is one of our many Home Show Garden Pros, mm-hmm. so thank you for that information. And we'll have Isaac next weekend
yes.
as your pro that you can talk to. But today, you have got Danny Linderman from Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens, both south. They're Richmond, Rosenberg area. You've got to put them on your list. If you don't live south, it's a trip you need to make.
Absolutely. I think you should visit all the Home Show yeah. Garden Pros.
There have been times when, well, both with Plants for All Seasons and Enchanted, that, you know, I'll go down, I'll make a trip, and
yeah.
I'll get my stuff, and I'll be planting it. And then the next day I'm headed back out, and my husband Charlie's like, where are you going? Oh, I forgot something.
Well, it's funny. We were just talking about social media influencers, and I had taken my daughter
uh-huh.
down to Enchanted Garden, Enchanted Forest, and she's like, This is an Instagrammer's dream. She there just wanted to make videos yeah. everywhere.
Did yeah. you know yeah. that?
Yes.
Oh, there's a lot of people that do that.
Yes.
For sure.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Very well, inspiring locations.
It is. Very fun. Well, we have got Susie on the line for Danny and Sherry. Good morning, Susie. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How about y'all?
We're good. Good.
I have a question. Mm-hmm. I have a couple acres, and on my land, in my house, I have a couple of magnolias that during the drought, as I was watering, because I have a system, the watering system wasn't quite getting to the magnolias, and I didn't realize it. And so now that I have, I've been watering by hand, putting the hose there at the bottom of the tree, and they're brown. But is there something that I can use or put on it there to help it recover?
It depends on how brown they are. So it has brown leaves and the leaves are all stuck to the tree?
The brown leaves are all stuck to the tree, yes, sir.
That's not a good sign?
Not a good sign.
Not a good sign at all. Have you scratched any of the twigs and see if they have any green left in them?
No, sir.
You might want to do that. I mean, because if the stems are brown, that is dead. It won't ever turn green again. So you can scratch that back until you find green, and that's where that tree is going to come back from.
Okay.
So it just kind of depends on how far it's gone back. Mm-hmm. It may not be worth, you know, you may be better off saving your money instead of spending on Ocean Forest would be a good one
to use.
But
if
you see some green. But okay. If it's too far gone, you may be better off saving that money and buying a new magnolia tree.
Yeah. How old's a magnolia tree? I missed that.
I'm not quite sure.
Okay.
It was on the they're full grown, but it was on the land when we purchased it. What did you say to use if there is green showing?
Ocean Harvest.
It's a MicroLife product.
Yeah, it's made by MicroLife.
MicroLife Ocean Harvest. Okay.
But it's a liquid.
A liquid.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
But do look for the green. Like I said, we were just talking a while ago about trees dying out in the yards, and it's a crying shame. And that's the ones you want to save. A big old magnolia is a crying shame to lose.
Right. So if you can find some green on those stems, so just work your way back and see if there's any hope there. But from what I've learned from our Home Show Garden Pros, when it's hanging on to the brown leaves, that can be a bad sign.
Yeah, that's a bad sign. So let's hope. And now that if it does have green, don't overwater it, right? Mm. So it's not sweating basically because it doesn't have any more leaves, right? So you can get to the point where you're going to overwater very easily because there's no evaporation from the foliage now.
Yeah, and it looks like we're going to start getting rain, so that'll help you out too. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So grab some Ocean Harvest. It's a liquid, easy to use.
Mix it up in buckets and just pour it down around the base of the roots.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Well, best of luck.
But if it's totally dead
and
brown,
it won't.
No.
Yeah, it won't. It won't. The brown won't ever turn green again.
It won't resurrect.
Yeah, once it's brown, it'll stay brown. So, you know, like I said, scratch it back with a knife, you know, just kind of scratch it and you'll see the green. If you don't see any green, just keep on going back and give it some time. It's not like the tree's going to fall down tomorrow if it is dead. So, I mean, you can always wait till spring. But like I said, if it's brown, it's going to stay brown. It won't ever turn back to green.
Yeah, and if you're going to replant something, now would be the time to do it.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. Good luck. Thanks for the call. And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. I am here with Sherry, and Danny is taking your calls. Danny from Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens, taking your calls at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. We have had sod questions. We have had veggie questions. Mm-hmm. We just had magnolia question. And speaking of magnolias, we had a question, a picture sent in on homeshowgardenpros.com about a magnolia.
Yeah.
Okay. So the leaves look beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Nice green, full leaves. But this person who wrote in is like, okay, I don't remember the buds having these red freaky things coming out of them.
Those are just seeds.
Are they?
Yeah.
Okay. So is it gonna? So is it gonna bud as a flower?
No, it already has.
It already has. So that's the aftermath.
Have your flower, and then you'll have your seed pods.
Okay, and that's what this is. So this magnolia, the leaves are beautiful and green. And I hate to say that after our call with Susie because hers is not doing so well. But magnolias are a great tree to have. They're beautiful here in Houston, so I'm glad to know. We'll send a message back that she needs not to worry about this tree. All right, well, good. Well, this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We are here with Danny from Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens. He's taking your calls at 281-833-3333 281-833-3333. And when we return, we'll get to your calls after this.
Listen, if you want to dramatically improve your landscape, your grass and shrubs, flowers and trees, your garden, throw in some azomite. A-Z-O-M-I-T-E. Azomite adds back to the soil minerals from A to Z, including trace elements that will help your landscape thrive. So add azomite into your mix for a healthy soil. That's azomite, meaning minerals from A to Z. Pick up some at your local nursery, and if by chance they don't have it, ask them to contact their supplier for it. Learn more at azomite.com.
Hi, this is Scott McGrath from McGrath Pest Control. A lot of people think that I'm some kind of critter-killing superhero because of the number of bugs that I kill and the fervor with which I do it. They stop me at the movies or at the flea market. Now, there's a dumb name, flea market, and basically point and stare. The truth is there is a whole team of bug-killing superheroes dedicated to depopulating your home or office of ants, roaches, mice, pretty much anything with more than two legs that you don't want there. We're on the web at McGrathPestControl.com and Twitter at McGrathPest. You must be the dumbest mosquito on earth.
Remember to pump the brakes on watering in the fall. As temps cool and days shorten, plants need less. Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
And good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. I am Sandy.
And I'm Sherry. I know, I'm always a little late to that party.
No. Well, you know what? You still kind of have that vacation glow about you. You look so great after that vacation.
It's jet lag.
There you go. Jet lag. Well, we've got callers here, but I want to talk about Landscaper's Pride.
Okay.
Another one of our favorites. Mm-hmm. They are local. Also, just to remember, we love it that they produce their products locally in New Waverly.
Right.
And that's really important because they're putting in local to treat our local landscaping.
Yeah, and I love Landscaper's Pride because they are crafting soils. Mm-hmm. They're not just recycling.
Yes.
Garbage.
Yeah. And that's really important. And we have been to their location up in New Waverly.
Yes.
So it is quite the beautiful
and
process.
It's crazy to see a soil yard that's so clean.
Yeah. Yeah. And you can smell the nutrients. I mean, you can just smell the health of all their soils.
Yeah.
So September is a really good time to be thinking about our containers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we may need to sort of beef those up. So Gardener's Magic is a great product to use.
Yeah. Whether you're doing vegetables or flowers, it's great to use in a raised bed and a container.
Right.
As a potting soil.
Mm-hmm.
But it's good because it's got a little bit of the poultry manure in it. So it'll give you some natural fertilizer.
Perfect.
And it's a nice, well-drained medium.
And you need that. You need well-drained, but it's also going to take care of your roots.
Yeah.
Because it's all about that root system and the roots getting the nutrients it needs. And then they've got the lovely Landscaper's mix that you can use for prepping beds for the spring. Just kind of till that in slightly.
Yeah, it'll loosen up a hard-packed soil, but it also binds a sandy soil, so that's kind of nice.
Yeah.
And as it breaks down, it'll turn into a really fine, beautiful compost.
And see, perfect. That's exactly what we're working for.
Yeah.
Is we're working with Mother Nature. So Landscaper's Pride, they have 27 different bagged products.
Right.
So whatever you need for your soils or landscaping, they have got. And you've heard me talking about the black velvet. I mean, I'm obsessed with their black velvet mulch.
I love the black velvet mulch. It just makes everything look fresh and pretty, but it's adding nutrients at the same time.
Right. So, you know, get on your list the Landscaper's Pride products, whether you need some container soil or you're going to mulch. all of our Home Show Garden Pros carry Landscaper's Pride. Mm-hmm. So great products. Landscaperspride.com or go to homeshowgardenpros.com and you can find out where they are sold.
Yes.
So good morning, Danny from Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens.
Good morning.
Good morning. You are here taking calls and questions and you have Priya on the line right now. Good morning, Priya.
Good morning, everyone. How are you all doing?
Good.
I just wanted to say I really enjoy listening to your show. And if I miss it on Saturday mornings, it's on my podcast on Monday morning. So
nice. You're hired, Priya, because I forgot to say that we are on podcast. Thank you for the reminder. So what's your what's your question for Danny and Sherry?
Well, so I'm just a disclaimer. I'm a fairly new gardener or taking care of my landscaping. So I've been listening to your advice and I do use MicroLife products. I fertilize my yard with the products you recommend on MicroLife earlier in the spring, in the summer. After the rain, I've been struggling with nuts edge on all over my landscape. I mean, it's just out of control. So I just don't know if there's anything apart from just using if there's anything I can put, across the whole lawn, because it's not just, it's all over. So I'm kind of struggling with that, and if you have any recommendations, I'd love that.
So nutgrass likes poorer soils.
Right,
getting the soil health up to par is going to help a lot. There's also a product called Sedge Chamber that you can overspray, and it'll kill the sedge. Nutgrass is a sedge, but watch your watering. Make sure you're not overwatering. Because that can encourage nuts edge to grow too.
Have nuts edge in a moist area.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It likes water.
Yeah, it can be a problem, but stay with the MicroLife compost, humates, all that stuff will improve the soil, which will eventually get rid of the nuts edge.
What kind of grass do you have?
Bermuda.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Watch the water, because Bermuda is a very drought tolerant grass. So
got it. Okay.
I think that's
definitely the problem, maybe because of the heat. I think I was being over cautious and making sure that it was getting water. Makes sense. So I'll probably cut back a little bit on the watering, anyways. Now that it's a little cooler,
right.
And definitely, keep
and
up
Priya,
with the...
Priya, you said you were a new gardener. Is this a new lawn as well, new yard?
We moved here in 2019. So we moved from the Northeast. So this is my first time in Houston. We never had our own backyard. So
nice.
It definitely, first I kind of was like, okay, we'll hire someone and we'll get my landscaping guy to do it. And that was a big mistake.
Yep.
And I kind of took control of it earlier this year.
Good
I
for
said, okay,
you.
I gotta do it myself. So I'm out there, getting the fertilizer and the humates plus and stuff. So I've been diligent with that in the past spring and over the summer. But I have my products here for the fall now that I'm going to apply. But after the rain, I kind of just saw the nuts edge all over. And I was like, oh, there you go. I thought I was doing all the right things. And I'm like, what am I missing? So,
you're going to get weeds,
it'll take a little bit of time, right? Yeah. And so you just started this spring. And so you got a little ways to go before before you're up to perfection.
Yeah.
But stay with it.
Yes. 22 years ago when I moved into my yard, nuts edge was a big problem everywhere. And as my soil has improved over the years and gotten better, I have less and less of it that tries to come in. The only time it really rears its ugly head is when we have a ton of rain in one little area that just must hold water. So, you'll get there. Don't give up.
No.
So keep
it. I won't.
It's all about the soil. I'm sure if you've been listening, we talk a lot about the soil health.
Yep.
Exactly. Yes. Well, that's something which I've been working on, and hopefully I'll keep at it.
Great.
At this point. Yep.
Awesome.
Thank you again.
Thanks for calling, Priya.
Thank you.
Thanks. Call us back. We'll talk to you soon. And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. I am here with Sherry, and we have got Danny Lenderman from Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens here taking your calls at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333, and we will talk to you about soil after this.
place has gone to pot.
And that's good.
Because the right pot makes your garden pop.
One of a kind handcrafted pottery.
At Nelson Nursery and Water Garden.
Fill yours with trees or flowers.
Or create disappearing fountains.
Only Nelson's has so many to choose from.
In so many sizes, shapes, and colors.
Did we mention they're one of a kind?
No wonder folks come from afar to find their perfect pot.
Or maybe it's the fish and water garden.
It's all good.
We're Nelson Nursery.
And Water Garden.
NelsonWaterGardens.com. Just north of I-10 on Katy Fort Bend Road.
We believe gardening should be fun. The Home Show Garden Pros are here for you with advice and everything you need to be a better gardener.
Nelson's Plant Food. Texas-made targeted nutrition. Helping your plants grow stronger. Feed your plants. They're hungry.
The Woodlands Tree Experts, the arborists that speak for the trees. TheWoodlandsTreeExperts.com. Azomite, remineralizing the soil one bag at a time. Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 281-833-3333.
And good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros. I was talking about my friend, Mr. Armadillo.
Yes.
He loves my healthy soil. So, you know, I'm just going to have to work around him a little bit and kind of scooch him to somebody else's house. But
have you tried repellents yet?
I've tried cayenne pepper. Anita Nelson told me to fill my holes, the burrows where he's coming underneath the fence, with little tiny pebbles. And that did help a little bit. But now I found him in the front yard, and he has dug a burrow under a beautiful shrub. I'm not sure what it is, but it's a beautiful new shrub that I got in the spring, and he's burrowed, like, right next to it. I'm thinking he's going to kill it.
Maybe.
I know. Yeah. So I don't know what to do about that stinker. Anyway, Mr. Armadillo and I want to get my own trap because it's way expensive to have an exterminator come and trap it, and then will they come out the day that it's trapped? It's so confusing. Well, husband Charlie is not thrilled about me wanting to catch the armadillo myself.
Because then what are you going to do with it?
I'm going to have him help me carry it to the bayou. We live close to the bayou, so it's not far. But, you know, he'd have to help me lift the cage.
Yeah.
And then we let him out.
Yeah. So we trap stuff all the time.
Yeah. See, I think, Charlie, come on, put on your trapping skills and let's get that Mr. Armadillo out of here. So good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. And I want to talk about Sienna mulch.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Speaking of landscaping and doing everything in our yards, Sienna mulch is a beautiful place down south in Rocheron, and they have everything you need for your project.
Mm-hmm.
They've got your soils and your mulches.
And your fertilizers that we talk about.
All of our fertilizers they carry. Mm-hmm. And they also have different pebbles and rocks and the huge decorative rocks.
I know one of the daughters that is...
Yes.
And Ashley ownership. And Ashley, I believe it was Ashley because she's just back from maternity leave.
Yes.
She made rocks look so much fun on her social media. Oh, yeah. I'm like, yeah. I want some of those rocks.
They are awesome on social media. Yes. Sienna Mulch. So make sure you go. They've got everything for your project that you need. So it's a great place. They also have tools.
Mm-hmm.
Sienna Mulch, they carry your favorite fertilizers, plant foods, landscaping, flagstone, gravel, compost, sand, soils. So go
boulders.
Boulders. I'm getting some boulders soon. Sienna Mulch, they are south in Rocheron, and they also make deliveries.
Mm-hmm.
So Sienna Mulch is so much more than just mulch. Go and check them out and find more on homeshowgardenpros.com. Sienna Mulch is a great location for your projects. And good morning, everybody. We have got Jim on the line for Danny and Sherry. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning. How are you?
We're good.
Good.
Y'all heard from me before. I'm bluegrass Tim.
You're what? Sorry.
Y'all heard from me before. I'm the one bringing bluegrass, Kentucky bluegrass to Texas.
Oh, okay.
And I've sent pictures. I've got it going. But the only thing is I need to order more seed.
Okay.
So do I need to go back to Tennessee or is that
Well,
that...
darn, I just got in from Tennessee yesterday, so I could have brought you some back. do y'all have access to that at your store?
Yeah, we don't stock it. We ought to be able to get it.
Yeah.
We buy from different people, you know, all over the country. But
I'm probably the only redneck trying to grow Kentucky bluegrass in Texas.
Wow.
You may be surprised.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because that's real grass. That's what people come in. I want that real grass.
Yeah, yeah. And
I've actually figured out the secret to doing it in Texas.
And share that
but
secret.
But I need it on a bigger scale.
What's the secret?
I can't tell.
It's a secret. Come on.
Fair. So you're growing the bluegrass.
Bluegrass is all about water.
It didn't get much of that this summer. But thank
you. Yeah, but.
Well, I hope you find some more seeds, and you can share that secret with us sometime.
Well, Tom Tide, and he knows me well.
Yes.
But because this is something I've been working on for a couple of years, because, I mean, everybody has the Bermuda. I want something dark green. That it's so great, it's bluish looking.
Wow. Well,
actually.
And people are having luck with that? Are people having luck with bluegrass here?
No.
St. Augustine is like the big thing. My St. Augustine is nice and bright green. Yeah. Well, Jim, we wish you luck. Wish you luck on that bluegrass. Thanks for letting us know. And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610, talking about all sorts of sods and grasses and what's going to grow here and what maybe is going to have a little more problems.
Yeah.
Because, Sherry, you were talking about people who are moving in and out. And Priya had said that they came from the Northeast, I think.
Yeah.
And they're just coming down, and she's learning about what you can do here.
Yeah.
And we have lots of opportunities.
You do. And there's a reason we grow the grasses we grow here.
Yeah.
Because we live in the subtropics where we get the extremes of the extremes.
Mm-hmm.
We get extreme hot, dry, wet, cold, little bit of everything. And weeds are an issue if you don't have good competition.
Right.
And so the Kentucky bluegrass is beautiful. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't always keep the weeds out the way we'd want them to.
Right. And maybe is it coming across weeds that it's not used to? I don't know. Do we have different weeds than they do in Kentucky?
Yeah, but that's not necessarily.
But the St. Augustine.
It's just the growth habit.
And I hear you talking about St. Augustine, how strong it is.
Yes.
How it can choke out the weeds if it's healthy enough.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I'm working on that with mine. It sounds like Priya was working at. On her lawn, too. Mm-hmm. So that's really, it's all about the soil health.
Yep.
Yes.
There you go.
You got it.
Right. And the right landscaping in the right places.
Mm-hmm.
And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610, and we will return after this.
Your old patio set needs replacing? New ones are pricey. Good thing Houston Powder Coaters give old patio sets new life. They not only recoat your old set better than new, they repair welds and replace vinyl straps and sling fabrics, plastic feet caps, and inserts. And that rusty hardware? Replaced with new stainless steel. Get better than new for less from the industry experts at Houston Powder Coaters. Schedule free pickup at HoustonPowderCoaters.com. HoustonPowderCoaters.com.
Fall is the best time to be outside and the most important time to care for your lawns and gardens. Use MicroLife all-organic fertilizers, liquids, and granulars. Mother Nature will love you for it. Brown patch in your lawn? Not a problem. Use MicroLife Brown Patch or MicroLife MicroGrow. Always safe and always effective. No matter what you plant, MicroLife organic fertilizers are your best choice. MicroLife organic fertilizers. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people. Visit MicroLifeFertilizer.com.
Wake me up when September ends.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
And good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. What a fun morning and a variety of calls we have had at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. You know, it's always the time of year to do something in our mm-hmm. yards and our lawns and our gardens. So right now is a great time to call Best Choice Lawn Aeration, because aerating our lawn and getting it ready for the fall growth.
This is an ideal time to get some oxygen down in that soil, yes. especially before we start getting real rainy.
For those roots.
Mm-hmm.
We love Best Choice Lawn Aeration. Ricky is just a super fun guy.
Yeah.
And this is what he does. He's been doing this for decades.
Yes.
So give Ricky a call at Best Choice Lawn Aeration, and this is all he does. He'll come out. He'll evaluate it.
Uh-huh.
They will do the aeration. They'll also do some topsoil or compost if you want.
Uh-huh.
Compost.
And this is a good time to do it, too, not mm-hmm. just to get ready for brown patch, but whenever we're this hot and this dry, it sucks all the moisture out and you uh-huh. get compaction.
Oh, yeah.
And
I've
so,
seen that.
Yeah, this would be a great time to kind of remediate, mm-hmm. you know, after this hard summer, get it ready for fall.
Right, get on his list, because I know he gets busy.
He does.
He goes all over Houston. Mm-hmm. Best Choice Lawn Aeration. And I just can't imagine. I know in my younger years, I remember we rented it sort of as a street, mm-hmm. you know, the machine. We
yeah.
all got in together. But even with, you know, multiple husbands,
yes.
it was a pain.
It's a lot of work.
It is a lot of work. And just, you know, it's one thing that you can hand off to somebody, because yeah. it's just very, here's your scope of work. You
yeah.
know, it's not like you're handing it off for somebody to come and spray chemicals on your lawn. So
yeah, and my brother just, lawn. Yeah, he just had his done by uh-huh. Best Choice.
Yeah.
They came out and did it. And
yeah.
he was like, that was the best money I ever spent.
Yeah, yeah.
And it
it's
was
reasonable.
Actually, my brother has a huge yard.
Ooh, nice.
And it was not even that expensive.
Yeah. So it's worth it.
Very
call,
worth it.
Call Ricky at Best Choice Lawn Aeration. We highly recommend them and thank them for being here with us. And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We've been talking about our lawns and our trees, especially mm-hmm. just because, you know, we're seeing that some people are losing them, or that, you know, they're not getting as much water as they need, or the soil's bad. So we've got a question from someone who sent in a picture mm-hmm. of a tree, and it's almost hysterical because half of the tree, the leaves are brown and still on the tree.
Yeah.
And the other half of the tree, the leaves are green.
Yeah.
So, Danny, I heard you talking about, oh my, you know, if the leaves are still on there and brown, that's not good. Mm-hmm. But it's weird that it's half and half.
Well, so all that is controlled by the root system, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So one half of the roots is supplying that part of the tree.
Okay.
So I would imagine there's probably a fungal issue in the tree. I mean, we don't see everything that's going on in that picture.
Yeah.
Is there
mm-hmm.
compaction, or did someone just dig a big old hole next to it?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there's some questions that I have.
Some variables,
but,
yes.
Yeah, but, you know, from what I see, it's probably a fungal issue in the root system.
Mm-hmm.
But, like I said, there's a lot of unknowns in that picture to me.
Yeah, it's a good time for this person. I could also send them to Woodlands Tree Experts,
yep.
Ed.
Mm-hmm.
Ed. Have them give him a call, and he can help diagnose that.
Yeah, and when you're talking a tree that size, I mean, that's a decent size little tree.
Mm-hmm.
You need an expert to come out, because you're probably not going to be able to do anything
right.
as a homeowner
mm.
to get deep enough into that root system to
figure out what's going on. And yeah. it does look like there's a driveway near part of it.
Yeah, I mean, but that if that driveway has been there, then it shouldn't be that big
yeah.
a deal.
Yeah.
But I,
yeah.
to me, without going any further, that tree probably needs to come out.
Yeah.
Okay. All righty. Well, I will send him some information on that. And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We are here with Danny from Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens, and Sherry and I, and we will return after this.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home.
Ah!
Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
I listen to your show forever. God bless.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
And homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on.
Always free.
HomeShowRadio.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.